your music fill me from above.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder what in the world is happening. There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind. And I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing. And it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it. I will do it. And it is so, because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out.
Well, good evening and happy Halloween, and you know by the beginnings of this show that Mercury is going retrograde. I'm on with Frank, and we are here to answer your questions about the other side or anything else you may want to ask. But I do want to give you a little pre-holiday message. We ask that all beings on Earth be safe and have what they need to live well. And we ask for people to realize that we need peace on Earth. And that's from Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James and Don Newsom of Let's Find Out. So, Frank, what do you think? We've got more fires in California, which is really horrible, and Mercury's retrograding in Scorpio.
Well, for me, that's not bad. You know, it's usually you feel the influence about 10 days before it goes retrograde. And I haven't won the lottery yet, so I'm hoping by the time this is over with, I will have some good numbers coming through.
So. Well, that would be nice. it's in my 12th house, so of course, to me, that's hidden enemies, and you know I had a bad hidden enemy this week. One of my contractors walked off the job and forgot to give me back the money, and we've had no illnesses, thank goodness, just knock on wood with that, because we don't need that. But what else does the health 12th house represent, Frank? I think it represents spiritual growth, doesn't it?
Spiritual growth, being able, sometimes it ignites that 12th house of bringing spirits through, definitely sometimes it brings back old friends and people that have been living
in the house. That would be nice. Well, you know, I'm in my grandmother's house, and my mother was born in this house, and I was out sweeping the porch the other day, and I felt my grandmother, and I went down into the backyard where my pine tree is, if you've read Unlimited Realities, and I kind of talked with her. So that felt real good, Frank.
Yeah.
And when is Barbara's birthday? Okay. Okay, Frank, we have Barbara from Canada. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am, Elizabeth. Oh, and I received all three books in the mail, Elizabeth, and my tea and the clearing spray. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful. Can you tell Frank your birthday?
May 10th, 1961.
Okay, and what question do you have for Frank tonight?
What is the best way to assist my mom?
Your mother?
My mother. Yes.
Okay, what is the best way to assist your mother? And when is your mother's birthday, Barbara?
My mother's birthday is April 25th, 1932. And her name is
1932.
Myra.
Did you get that, Frank?
Yes, I did. You're going through some similar things with your mother as far as the vibrations go. You're in a better position right now. You're in the eighth year of a nine-year cycle. Eight is putting money together. It's practical. Okay. It's whatever you're doing, whatever you're giving your prayers, and it's a lot more helpful right now what you're doing. Okay. You'll pick up some other ideas for it. What is she going through anyway?
My mom is she's 87. She's still in her own home. She's had a number of falls in the last couple of months, especially in the last couple of weeks. And so she's not able to manage to come upstairs coming into her house. So she's looking at getting one of those Stairmasters. We've got her now one of those Lifelines. I'm just concerned about
her. I think the Lifeline, Barbara, is an excellent idea. And I will tell you this. It's good if you can keep her in her own home. Because
I think
it is said that if you take an elderly out of their home, that you do shorten their lifespan. So it would be really good if you could afford to keep her there. And the Stairmaster thing should work out.
I hope so. I hope so.
But I think the Lifeline around the neck where you press the button is important. What about you, Frank?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when did your dad pass?
My dad passed September 24th, 2000. He had stomach cancer. And my mom was she was
well,
in hospital
the
last
this.
3 weeks of his life. So she only had, within 24 hours after she was discharged from hospital, he passed.
Okay. All right, because your dad is very strong around her. And I keep feeling like he's practically in bed with her, and he keeps putting his hands like over her head, and he's actually trying to put healing energy on it. His love is so strong.
Yeah,
and
he's trying to protect her, and he's trying to give her new life energy from the other side.
That
so
makes
you
sense,
got help.
She fell on her head, going to say, it'll be 2 weeks ago on Tuesday, and was found in her house, and she was alone, and whacked herself on both sides, and ended up with staples, and was taken by ambulance to hospital. So it scared all of us, of course.
Sure.
Well, I feel that he's trying to just hold her. Frank, I think he just wants to hold her and rock her and pat her head and make her okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that about her head. I'm just saying that he had his hands near her head a couple inches away, and he kept trying to calm the energy down on her.
Yeah, calm her down.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you never know.
So on Halloween, your mother's getting rocked by a ghost, and it's her husband. So that maybe will comfort her.
Oh, no, that would really comfort her. It was her parents' wedding anniversary also on October 31st. And she's a very spiritual woman, too.
Yeah. Well, she's got to be feeling some of this because the worst that can happen right now is she feels better. That's the way I'm feeling.
Frank, I have to share something. So both my brother and my mother heard a voice in the house. It was a couple of days after this fall, and I was actually in the bathroom with the fan on, and I opened the window, and I talked out loud to myself. So I didn't hear it. And as soon as I came out, they said, "Did you hear it?" It was just a mumbled voice. And they both thought it was my dad. but they couldn't make out what he said.
Well, he's going to get, his energy is getting stronger. And as the spirit feels that they're actually getting through, his energy is going to get stronger. So, he keeps showing me. He keeps showing me around her head.
And
like Elizabeth said, he'll be cuddling with her. You know?
Her name is Myra, M-Y-R-A.
What is his name?
And my dad's name is Philip.
Philip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Philip.
Yeah. Philip and Myra, Philip. Frank.
Yeah. But it is so strong. She is, she's really blessed. I don't know how she got through, but his spirit is right there. And he's so strong.
And I'm going to tell you something.
He keeps telling me.
They're dancing. They're dancing at night when she's sleeping. They're dancing.
Oh, are they? Because she loved to dance with my dad. She never got, she never even wanted to spend time with another man after my dad passed away.
Oh, no, of course not. But
why would you ever want someone else?
That is the beauty of it. That's the beauty of love. And I love to see it. In fact, some friends of mine up here in New Hampshire are going out because it's their 59th wedding anniversary. And those kinds of people are true soulmates, don't you think, Frank?
Oh, yes. This is, and it's, I've seen all the couples that have been together more frequently lately than I've ever seen. But when one spouse goes, I know the other one is very, you know, they've had the best, and you can understand that. I know some of the children sometimes try to push them out, but same with my mother. My mother went through that, and that was the love of a life period, so that phase, it keeps on. That love never stops. So.
Right, it's forever. It is eternal. And the thing is that the one on the other side gets to watch the one on this side as they go through their life after they depart. And they're there in their dream state and in their meditation state to help guide them. And sometimes when you hear a voice, like your family did the other day, it is the spouse talking. And especially if that was your brother, right? So if your brother heard it, of course, he's his son, and he was allowed to hear it. I just think it's so beautiful and fascinating. I think as we continue as a human race that we're going to be having these experiences more and more because the veil is dropped, and this year it's especially thin. Isn't that true, Frank?
Well, yeah, I've noticed it the last couple of years in my readings. People have been coming through easier. Incidentally, your father is so proud of you guys. So he's so proud. And, you know, he's almost in tears, I'll tell you right now, that he's so proud of you, that the way you've been taking care of your mother.
Way that you're opening up, Barbara, because you are so beginning to really flow with the new higher energies. And that way your father knows you're going to be safe as we go through the changes.
Yes, I've actually been very blessed because my father came through to me after he passed away. It was in 2004, and I was in a very unhappy and abusive marriage, but nobody really knew it. And I, one night I was crying, and because I had asked my husband after an evening out if he wanted to be married to me, and he said, "I'll tell you in the morning." So I knew the answer. But I was crying so much, my father's voice eventually came through and said, very loud and clear, "The best is yet to come." And that was
And
the only
I think
time
that's
I
true, honey.
Him.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, Barbara, thank you for calling Let's Find Out and enjoying Halloween with us. You have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, and you as well, Elizabeth, and you as well, Frank, and thank you for taking my call. I feel very
absolutely
honored and
so, Frank,
both of you.
What are we doing here? What's going on with the next few months? I know that we're having some secrets come out, and I know these next 2 weeks are going to be very tense weeks in the government, but I also think that they're magical weeks for us little peon individuals. They're magical, and I think wonderful things are going to be coming as we end this year and go into 2020. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. This is a call-in show. We are talking to the other side. It's Halloween weekend, and we would love to hear from you. We're at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Frank, what are you feeling for the rest of this year? Okay, my goodness gracious. Well, what I'm feeling for the rest of this year is that we have a new energy and that people are feeling that we're very rushed and time is going so fast. It almost seems like a blink of an eye. Are you there, Frank? Okay, so we are going to go into a new decade, and a part of this decade is going to be a little difficult, but we are coming from being asleep to being awake. And I want you to remember that we're going to go beyond that, because we're going to start having energy that's going to offer practical guidance. We're going to start having energy coming in that's going to point us towards healthy, happy, and benevolent lives. And if you want to speak to the other dimensions and other realities, you're going to begin to be able to do that, especially if you meditate. I have a new product out now that I always do for the holidays, and that's your karma reading. Only I'm finding now that I'm adding at the bottom of the karma reading some of my thoughts that can really help you break out of depression, begin to understand that you're a child of God, and to begin to understand that you definitely are here for a purpose. And the karma reading tells you what your purpose has been in past lives, and that's where you have your strong attributes. So they're very, very helpful and interesting. We have to remind ourselves that our love, our light, and our sense of humor is going to carry us through these next few years. Remember, we're living an adventure. Hello, Dana.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi, Dana. How are you? Well, it's me right now, but we're trying to get Frank back. We're having an interesting time. The station is in California, and you know they're shutting off the electric because of these fires. And last year, the station got caught in the fires and lost everything. What can I do for you tonight, Dana?
Well, Joyce, I'm just having a really difficult time in life where I just don't feel like I'm living my best life, and I'm trying really hard. Don't seem to be able to do well career-wise.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Dana. First question, what's your meditation practice?
I do say a mantra every day to myself that I am, I radiate beauty, confidence, and grace. Every single cell in my body is healthy and vibrant, and I feel great when I'm taking care of myself. And
let's enhance that a little bit, Dana. Let's say thank you, Spirit, for my wonderful new job with my wonderful remuneration, and thank you for allowing me to use my hidden talents in this way. That you're going to make that your truth if you start reciting it.
Can you hear me?
With gratitude and appreciation. Go ahead, Frank.
Okay. With gratitude and appreciation.
All right. Dana, very important that you are at the end of a cycle, at the beginning of a cycle. So right now, you have your just keep working the way you're doing, because you're going to be eliminating the negativity and moving on. You're going from a ninth year, which is called the year of endings, into a beginning year. So if you give it a chance, within a month or so, you're going to feel a lot more positive and moving ahead. I've been listening to the conversation, so I'm just happy.
So I really have been trying, and I just can't seem to.
Yeah, but you know what, Dana? When you're in the flow, you don't try. It comes. So there isn't any trying. That's only going to frustrate you. There's knowing. I am fine. I am abundant. I am doing my purpose. I am serving. And here's a new mantra for you. Are you ready? Say it after me, Dana. I know who I am.
Oh, I know who I am.
I know what I am.
I know what I am.
And I know how I serve.
And I know how I serve.
Do it one more time. I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I know what I am.
I know what I am.
And I know how I serve.
And I know how I serve.
Thank you, Spirit, for my energy, my knowledge, for giving me wisdom, and for my strength as I walk the path of love.
I will continue to say that mantra.
Yeah, because it will help you. It will strengthen you. And it will. The other one kind of sounded like you were asking if you were good enough, but this one is a very powerful, definite mantra. Who you are is energy inside a body. What you are is you're on the planet Earth to do a purpose. And you serve by the will of the divine. And so you are ending the end of your cycle. Frank is right. I have another friend who's got the same birth date, and she has been going through the same thing ever since April. Did something happen in April?
No. It's been the last 10 years.
Well, think about April.
It's been a long time that it's been bad.
Doesn't have to be 10 years. And you can raise your consciousness by doing daily meditation and doing that mantra. Frank, do you have anything to add for her to try?
Like I said, she is at the end of the cycle and the beginning. She's going to get more input, and finally it's going to turn around for you. Believe me, it is going to turn.
What about a man in my life?
Oh, that's the last thing you should worry about right now until you get settled. Here it goes. Here's how it goes. Are you ready? I can't love you if I don't love me. If I don't love me,
oh, I do love
I can't
me.
Love you.
See, that's the thing. I do love me.
So then he'll be coming.
About myself.
He'll be coming. Hello? Okay. Thank you, Dana, for calling. Let's find out. It's funny how people want to know about work, money, and love, but the first thing
we need
to think about, of course, is our ultimate purpose and the future of the human race. We really have to throw that in there because it's important to understand that we are in an age of transformation, like Frank was saying to Dana. It is a call for us to come together. Time is critical. I was about to say that when we had another call. Staying in your heart is important. And the world, loving the world, and sharing your wisdom and your energy and creating your own future. I am asking that the most benevolent energies that are available to me now be all around me and all about me and say, now. I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, I am.
Okay, your turn. What do you have for Halloween for them, for our audience?
Well, for one thing, your strength comes from within. So spiritually, your mind is, and the different types of mantras, the guidance that you get, is going to strengthen your inner strength. And that's the most important. And
And one of the most important things is to know you have an inner stream and to open up to it.
Yes. And I am becoming more self-assured, self-confident every day. I'm beginning increasingly aware of my abilities and my potentiality. I'm developing a good image of myself.
That's great. And if you have the karma reading that's going to be our Christmas special, maybe that will help uplift you. Frank also does karma readings, and he does past life readings. And mine is in writing, and I send it to you, and you can find the karma reading on my website along with all of the other readings that Frank and I offer. And anything that I offer, Frank can do as well. So whoever you prefer, right, Frank?
That's right. And we've known each other for over 20 years. So it's we work well together. There's a chemistry.
It's been a long time.
And there's a lot of both that we believe in. And so
now, I've been asked to come back to Pennsylvania to teach a course in March. And I think Frank and I are going to plan this course at the James Laura House. And have a weekend where you can all come and sit in the energies. And we're going to call it a symposium. And, of course, it's Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. So Frank and I will have more information for you as we go through the next few weeks. Right, Frank?
Yes, we will. And we're always gathering more information. There's always something to learn. And we're always, if it makes sense to us, it's going to make sense to you.
Absolutely. So the ancient wisdom that was taught years and years ago, I'm finding is coming back to us in modern times, as well as your galactic family. It's all in the family. Remember that event, Archie Bunker? But all of that is a reflection of your
current
human nature.
Yes, I like that show. I used to watch it all the time.
Right. Do you want to say anything more about the Galactic family? Because I just think it's interesting that they are the ones that are reaching out to us telepathically.
Well, it's a definite change in the universe. The energy's been changing it and the Earth. There's a definite movement, and I know all the conflicts and everything else have been clouding us over, but there is a feeling of such good change coming up eventually, and our most important asset to ourselves is to keep positive and work towards and just keep yourself positive thoughts. Will bring me the goals I desire. And anything else, your prayers, always pray for a positive ending. And that's the only way you're going to be able to embrace the changes that are coming up. And it's just no matter what's going on, leave anger in other things that you've been carrying on with yourself because it only hurts you, and drop it and try
and you
to
know
drop
what?
It and
your light is showing everybody. You need to know that your meditations and that your affirmations are showing because they're raising your consciousness. As you raise consciousness, you let go of old beliefs and come into a new way of expression. That can be a little bit frightening. But it is important to remember that our consciousness is rising. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Frank and I are going to come back after we listen to these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 28th through November 3rd, 2019. Time moves backward this week, bringing a slowdown along with 3 weeks of blocks and confusion. Mercury retrogrades on Halloween, Thursday, October 31st through November 20th. Then on Sunday, we turn our clocks back from daylight savings time to standard time. A positive sign shift for Venus, which makes a nice connection with Mercury, will ease some of the pressures. The Sun opposes Uranus at 1:14 a.m. on Monday as a part of the energy from Sunday's new moon. This can disrupt sleep patterns or just give you too much to think about when you should be sleeping. On Cabbage Night or Goosey Night, October 30th, Mercury and Venus join together for their swan song of 2019. This combination is a brief but positive impact on real estate because the energy favors buying and selling. There's an abundance of planets in the fixed signs, which means that endurance is good, but flexibility and adaptability are difficult. Adding to that, there's an emphasis on the water elements, and you can bet that the deep, hidden emotions are going to be coming out onto the surface. It's important to pay attention to those irrational emotions because they are attempting to cleanse and heal that which has been stuck or hidden in a deep place inside for far too long. Wednesday is good for communicating in relationships as talkative Mercury aligns with the relationship planet Venus. However, you don't want to make too many carved in stone decisions now because Mercury turns retrograde in Scorpio on the next day. With Mercury turning retrograde on Thursday, October 31st, hidden emotions rise to the surface that can include other things coming to the surface as well. The secret's out and the jig is up. Be sure to watch the news. Keep track of what's going on politically, as well as the weather. Boo! Happy Halloween! This is the time to take a time out and evaluate your growth, successes, and failures over the past year. It is also time when old friends, lost objects, or missed opportunities can show up again. Mercury is retrograde in private Scorpio until the 20th. It's good to communicate your deeper emotions and look at your financial plan as the communication planet moves backwards in the sign of sex, death, or other people's money and taxes. The downside of Mercury retrograde is confusion with all communications information, problems with your devices, and any other electronic appliances, along with changes in your travel plans. Also, it's never a good time to sign important documents or contracts without checking all of that fine print. There's always a sigh of relief when we reach All Saints Day on Friday, November 1st, especially when Venus leaves intense Scorpio and moves into Sagittarius. This sign shift almost brings in the lightness of the holiday season, bringing out a lot of optimism and confidence to both your relationships and finances, as well as the desire to take risks and push boundaries. Saturday night, Sunday morning, is a time to fall back because daylight saving time comes to an end at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, November 3rd. The days get shorter and the nights get longer until next March. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have a new service for the holidays for you. Few people know who they really are. They're always asking, what is my life purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? The extraordinary secrets are held within your astrological chart as well as your birth date. I have been writing karma reports for years, and I am developing a way for you to tune in now to who you are, understand your past lives, and combine that with your present circumstances to enhance your life, to identify your special qualities, to become aware of your relationships and improve your love life and increase your understanding of others, as well as to find your good years for money, career, and new opportunities. This is a serious inquiry, and it's simple. It guides you to seek and know more about yourself, your loved ones, and what you can do to gain power to enhance your future. By your past life achievements, you are now in a position to tap into the type of knowledge with the conscious mind, and also use your psychic energies to get to higher levels. The doors have opened for you to choose to walk through and discover for yourself what is on the other side. You have had lifetimes and developed special skills for your soul to enhance and use in this lifetime. With your mutual blessings from your blessed higher self, God, and the angels, you can begin to develop that which you are attuned to, that which you have used in past lives in order to go forward in this time and bring yourself success, prosperity, and abundance. For the holidays, I have lessened the price of the Karma Report. So just go to my website, new-visions.com, and click on Karma Reports, or you can call me at my 24-hour answering service and place your order. I'm at 201-934-8986, and will confirm your order by email before I begin. Find out about who you are, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I was walking in a lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
He caught on like a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrodes.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
and caught on like a flash.
They
did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included old man Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging sounds. Digger on chains back by his baying hound. The coffin baggers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on like a flash.
They
did the monster mash. From his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
"Whatever happened to the Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard
it's
smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on like a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Wallace sent you.
And you can mash.
And you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
And to my graveyard smash.
And you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
And you can mash.
And you can monster mash.
Frank and I are doing the Transylvania twist for Halloween. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for tuning in. Frank, you want to do the Transylvania twist?
Of course I do. I've been waiting all year for this.
And you know, if the veil is really down, you could even be doing it with the ghost that you think you see.
Yes, there's a lot of friendly dancing ghosts around.
That's true. So we're at the edge of a new moon in Scorpio, and people should be writing down what they want to bring in to their life in a positive way. Don't you think, Frank? They have to say like they already have it instead of I'm going to. I am. That's called staying in the I am. So how do you do that, Frank?
I'm always trying to keep positive. I like to pick people up with jokes or a sense of humor, that's the way I am. I don't want to get down. I'm having a great adventure in this life. And
you make a great Boris Karloff, by the way.
Of course I do.
Well, I think that the tip here is to remember to say things in a positive way. And for example, if somebody does something you don't like, you could say, "You made me feel very uncomfortable by that action. And I would like to tell you why, but perhaps you could have chosen to do," and then you'd tell them the way you would rather have had the action done. A lot of people don't listen, but it does help. April 13th. Ross, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question for Frank?
This is my first time calling. I'm just curious as what you can tell me, I guess.
Well, ask Frank. Did you want to hear from somebody on the other side?
I'm actually wondering if there's any way you could tell me if my cat has passed away or not. I lost him in July and mm-hmm. been searching for him and just not sure if he's still around or if he's crossed over or
what do you
if
think,
you can feel
Frank?
Anything about him.
I actually Sorry. See him with somebody.
Somebody took him in.
Okay.
And she would have a few cats. So if there's any stray cat in the neighborhood, it's almost like she goes out there with a net and grabs them and pulls them in. She must have at least 25 or 26 cats in there.
So. What was that lady's name, Ashley? that you were with her.
Oh, we don't know if that can come through necessarily. But why don't you find out if somebody in your within five blocks has a lot of cats?
Yes, yeah, sometimes they'll call them the cat lady, which is really not the best thing because by that time these ladies have so many cats. Sometimes they'll come to the window. I think if I don't know why, but I'm feeling like maybe 3 to 4 blocks away from where you are.
Oh wow!
So I think she's pretty close.
And we found
but she's not
going
to let the cats out. They might come to the window.
The cat.
I had a similar situation one time like that, and.
Can you leave some food out on, like, the back porch?
We live in an apartment building. I don't know if I could leave it on my balcony, perhaps.
Yeah, you could. Sure are you on the first or second floor?
The first floor off the ground. So.
Oh, great. I'd leave it on the windowsill. See if you can attract her back. And did you have another question for Frank?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
You're in the last year of a cycle, so you might have some things breaking for you soon. Were you looking at another job or a situation within your job?
I've been quite stuck for quite a long time. I've been injured and just kind of trying to find my way back out of injury and trying to find my direction. Not really kind of been lost. As of the last few years.
Let me say this. There's a couple of things coming over maybe on the internet that'll really interest you. And I feel like you're taking some training. But the year coming up is going to really push you forward.
I've actually, today I sent in to Elizabeth, I sent in an order for
for the reading. Yes, for the healing.
Yes, for the healing, yes. So
That's good. That'll help. That'll clear your aura because you've been, you know, when we sit and worry, it doesn't work. But if you sit down and say, thank you for this experience, I don't understand it, but I know it's needed, and I trust the universe. Trust the universe. Keep breathing deeply and say, I trust the universe. And your consciousness will change. And things will get better for you because it takes away that tightness of stress. But the healing altar will take that away for you, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. If you say that very strongly, that's going to give you strength and more confidence, and that's what you need.
Yes, definitely. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you so much.
Frank? Frank,
yes.
We're at the end of the show. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And did you want to say something to people about Halloween or All Saints Day or anything good that's coming?
Well, I had a funny thing that happened to me. Actually, my father used to work 2 jobs. So he wasn't aware of the changes that were going on sometimes. And I'm going to go back to 1947. And it was a knock at the door. And it was a teenage kid. And he said, trick or treat. And my father chased him down through the schoolyard. And a little while later, my father came back. And my mother says, this is new. This is Halloween. This is a new thing. They're just asking you a trick or a treat if you're going to give him something. He says, well, I gave him a trick.
Oh, jeez. I'm sure that people are having fun with their costumes. Be careful out there tomorrow. You know, we set our clocks back Saturday night. We fall back.
That's true.
And that means it's going to get darker earlier. It already is getting dark at 5:30 now. So go out with those strong flashlights. Go out with your kids. Make sure they're not alone. And maybe you can go in a group. And I think that will help. And Frank will be back the second Sunday in November. Oh, my gosh, we're going into November this week. And, Frank, do you want to give out your contact number, please? Good. Frank, can you hear me?
Yes, okay. I can. Yes, my number is 862-684-1904.
Oh, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm going to say goodnight, too. You can call my 24-hour answering service if you'd like. It's 201-934-8986. Leave a message, and somebody will get back to you. And I'll be back the first weekend in November, which I think is November 3rd. That's next Sunday. And we'll be talking about the new decade and what we can expect. I also have some stunning predictions. My predictions are coming in, and I'll be on Coast to Coast New Year's Eve, hopefully, to give them to the world. And this is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for William and our meditation, and we go out with Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Water, it's known by many names, the Moslem call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world. If I could wash away the words. If I could wash away. Same cup, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it pani. Oh, God. But to our
can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. We all drink from the same.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation.
Developing your ascension body in 2019 and the upcoming 2020s.
With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels generally new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego, or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready. Take 3 deep breaths. Make sure your spine is straight, sitting in an upright chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say they could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned, stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death. But a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell. And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know. Our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number 1, death of a loved one. Number 2, a lost love or divorce. Number 3, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out of control child. Number 4, an unhappy marriage. Number 5, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child, or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number 6, great physical pain and discomfort. Number 7, jail time. And number 8, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree, but then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or, perhaps, little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay, then. We've established there's a hell right here on Earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on Earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on Earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death, a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death, he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. Pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2018. We're coming into a spiritual renaissance, and this is very important. So begin now. And realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge. Let go of getting even. And let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2018 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. All you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go.
Let everything that went wrong in 2019 go.
And the years before that, let it all go.
And now, let it be known that you were willing to sign up for the coming positive new generation, the 2020s. Even though we hear that they are nicknamed the terrible 20s, you know that you will go through the next few months with positive energy, joy, happiness, forgiveness, abundance, and the ability to manifest that which you desire. It's coming your way. There is luck, joy, and happiness coming your way. So let the past go. Be assured that this new double helix, fifth dimension energy will take you where you want to go.
Where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. And walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. And now sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself float up as Richard Shulman brings you into alignment with this very special toning and music.